A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attack are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed to an oblivion, but the United States feels reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled in believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three here. And again, a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is running a fundraising drive right now. They are really, really in need of all the assistance you can give them. We have to stay on the air. We have to keep getting the truth out. Right now, we're seeing this full court press by the American corporate media, well-funded, certainly more well-funded than we are, to convince you that Israel is right to slaughter the Palestinians, and that the Ukraine shoot-down is all Russia's fault somehow or other by whatever circuitous, convoluted logic they can come up with. The independent media stands alone in trying to keep these money junkies from getting us further into World War III. We're not going to make it without your help. So go over to republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that donate button at the top of the page. It'll take you to a PayPal link, and for those of you who prefer anonymity, there is a postal address in Round Rock, Texas, where you can send a donation by check or even by cash. And it's all gratefully accepted. Thank you very much to everybody who's already donated. And every bit of it will be put to good use. Nobody's getting rich doing this. I'm not going to give you the horror stories of some of the financial hardships a lot of the players here at Republic Broadcasting are going through. But if you go back and you read the history of the men who signed the Declaration of Independence, who started out fairly well off, and by the time the fight to create this nation was done, most of them have been reduced to utter poverty. That's how important freedom and independence was to those men. That's how important it is to us. We need your help. Speaking of pushing, the Russia did it. Fox News just had a story over the commercial break about how the U.S. government is not ruling out Russian involvement in the shoot down of Malaysian Flight 17. We can't rule that out. Again, common sense. Look for what should be there and isn't. And what isn't there is a reason for either Russia or the independent republics in eastern Ukraine to shoot down a civilian passenger jet knowing it's going to turn world public opinion against them. There's no reason there. It doesn't make any sense. Now, Fox News has started running these videos and audios being put out by the Kiev government, claiming to prove that the Eastern rebels shot down Flight 17. And we already know some of them are discredited because the timestamps don't work out. But let's talk some common sense here. The Eastern Ukrainian rebels know the NSA is watching all social media. Why would they text or video anything incriminating? Why would they deliberately make a video saying, yes, we did it, come get us, knowing it will turn world opinion against them? If they're going to be talking about this at all, they would be using their secure military radios, of which they have in abundance. This is obviously being planted on social media as part of the frame-up. Stop reacting with your emotions to the horror of what's going on and use your common sense. Use your brain. Think. I'm rather amazed at how many people are falling for this, oh, there's a video where the rebels take credit. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. All right. Now, getting on back to Iraq. As you know, Iraq has turned into another disaster for the United States of America. Just like is happening down in Libya, the people of Iraq are taking their country back from the U.S. puppet ruler. And I know part of the agenda is they ultimately wanted to break Iraq up into little tiny pieces so they were less of a threat to Israel. But the U.S. agenda going into Iraq was to make sure that Iraq's oil was for sale only for the U.S. dollar. Remember the timeline. 2002, Saddam Hussein gets permission from the United Nations to sell Iraq's oil only for the U.S., for the euro, rather. 1 year later, the U.S. invades. They lynch Saddam Hussein. Iraq's oil's on the world market for the U.S. dollar again. But now we have this situation where these Sunni freedom fighters, let's call them what they are, freedom fighters. They want freedom from their U.S. puppet government the same way the Iranians did back in 1979. And they've made tremendous gains in Iraq. The U.S. blundered when they called for Maliki to step down. And Russia played it brilliantly, coming into Maliki's aid. So now, if the Sunnis succeed in taking back Iraq, Iraq's oil is going to be sold for whatever currency they want. If Maliki hangs on to the oil-rich southern portion of Iraq with Russia's help, Iraq's oil is probably going to be on the world market for the ruble. However this works out, the U.S. has lost its real objective in Iraq. So what are they going to do? Well, the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Martin Dempsey is already out there saying, we need a new surge in Iraq. They're back to the surge, you know, and yes, we've surged before and we've killed a lot of people and crippled a lot of Americans and allied troops there. But we're going to, the third time's the charm. We'll make it for sure this time. They're trying to find out some way they can convince you, the American people, that we have to go back into Iraq one more time. And it is up to you to say no. No, no, yet, nine, no. What part of no do you not get? I'm going to take a phone call here. Chip in North Carolina. Aloha, Chip. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just stumbled across a crazy article on the AP about Chechen rebels, or not Chechen rebels, but the Russian rebels had a crazy report saying that the bodies that they were finding on the ground were already decomposing, and some of them were drained of blood. So I think
when you crash into the ground at that kind of a speed, blood does tend to
Smelling, rotting.
Well, with all the heat and everything. Remember, the rate of decomposition is controlled by the ambient temperature, and when you're in the middle of a plane crash, that temperature tends to be very high. So I wouldn't put too much credence on this one at this particular point here. All righty, getting on to the economy, we're almost running out of time. By the way, Dan the Man is now in our control room. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Apparently, there is a new British government investigation into the British banks Lloyds, RBS, HSBC, and Barclays over anti-competition tactics they have been using to basically shut down the competition and hold the market all to themselves. Great Britain, like the United States of America, has laws to protect against monopoly. They're not being enforced here in the U.S., but they actually do exist on the books. Meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Commission has gone after a company co-founded by Paul Pelosi Jr. That's Nancy Pelosi's son, charging them with securities fraud. So the SEC finally looks to be sort of kind of maybe doing its job, especially in an election year here. Story out of Investment Watch blog, the corporate media still continues to propagandize you, the American people, not to buy physical gold and silver. You don't want to have all that messy stuff piling up, especially the silver. It tarnishes, you know. You know, really, you got to keep your money in the stock market. You know, absolutely. That's the best. Look how it's soaring out there. And it did close with the Dow up 123, back over 17,000. But it's all being propped up. It's a giant pump and dump. When this market finally corrects, and it doesn't matter how much instantly created money the Federal Reserve pours all over it, when it finally does correct, the first ones to sell out will get their money back. And everybody else holding a brokerage report with an impressive-looking number on the bottom, that's all they're going to be left with. A brokerage report with an impressive-looking number on the bottom of it. They don't want you investing in silver and gold. They want your money where they can play their games with it, in the bank, in the stock market. And they certainly don't want you buying up gold at a time when all of the gold bullion banks are trying to get their hands on as much as they can to replace the bullion they played games with, especially with Germany. And there's a very interesting story about that as well. And when we come back from this commercial break, I'm going to be getting into that one as well, because Germany's being forced to back off the demand for repatriation by U.S. political pressure. Looks like it might have triggered an unintended consequence. We'll be back after these words.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And our server for the webpage is under DOS attack, and it looks like somebody's trying to interrupt our BAM user video feed as well. We're going to try and deal with the evil ones, but obviously there are some parties out there who actually don't like me, don't seem to really care for what I have to say here. All righty, let's grab a couple of phone calls here. Johnny in New York, aloha, Johnny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Johnny, are you there? He just dropped. All right, let's go to Mike in Maryland. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I want to make sure that I said you correctly. Did you just say that the recent Sunni invaders of Iraq are freedom fighters and they're actually doing good? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, it looks like it's the people of Iraq trying to take Iraq back the way the people of Iran did in 1979.
Well, have you seen the videos of the mass slaughters and the fact that they're trained by the CIA in Turkey, Saudi Arabia?
Well, they were trained by the U.S. Secret bases in places like Jordan in order to sic on Bashar al-Assad in Syria, but they didn't stay in Syria. Now they've gone into Iraq. This is a classic case of what is called blowback from a very poorly thought out U.S. foreign policy where we train these people and we turn them into these fighters and we sic them on our enemies, and all of a sudden they turn around and backflash on us. We saw that in Afghanistan with the Mujahideen that we armed and funded to use against the Soviet Union. Then when we dropped the ball in Afghanistan for their civil society, they backflashed on us again. The U.S. foreign policy history is full of this kind of backflash.
Well, I beg to differ. I think this is all part of the plan. They're going to use those cutthroats and mercenaries to help divide up Iraq into three different regions. I think this is all part of the New World Order plan, and they're going to use, because they're taking weapons that they captured in Iraq and using them against the Syrians. So they're doing cross-border terrorist raids.
Okay, first of all, let's stop calling them terrorists. It's a trained military force here, and yes, they've captured so many weapons from, all of these Iraqi security forces that the U.S. trained and equipped at U.S. taxpayer expense, and these guys, when they see the Sunnis coming, they drop their guns and run. That's why they're picking up so many weapons. And yes, I understand certainly it's Israel's agenda to see Iraq broken into multiple segments. It's also the same agenda they have for Iran. But the U.S. agenda was to control what currency Iraq's oil was being sold for, to make sure it was sold only for the U.S. dollar. It was the same reason they went into Libya, same reason they went into Afghanistan. And it's all falling apart on them. Okay?
Well, you choose a terrorist?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
What would you call people that machine gun people and line them up in the ditch and shoot them? Wouldn't you call them terrorists?
Well, I would, first of all, we have no way of knowing that these videos are absolutely true because, again, the common sense situation. If you're committing war crimes, why would you make a video and post it on the net? And we have seen so much fakery coming out of the government, like Adam Gadan and the American Al-Qaeda and the rest of that. Now we know that all of these videos and audios coming out from Kiev to try and put the blame for Flight 17 on the eastern Ukrainians, they've been exposed as a fraud. I think we need to be very careful about what's coming out of Iraq that demonizes the Iraqi people. Again, common sense. If you're committing acts like that, why do you broadcast that knowing it's going to turn world opinion against you? It just doesn't make any sense here. All right, we're going to let you go, Mike. Johnny from New York is back on the line. Johnny, what's on your mind?
Hey, Brother Mike, how are you? Johnny, live from New York. How you feeling out there in Hawaii, buddy?
Well, we're actually feeling pretty good. We got a big thunderstorm coming in tomorrow, but at the moment the weather here is beautiful. It's tourist season, but they won't let me shoot any.
Oh, man, that's... Well, listen, talk about shooting. I just got back from the doctor. My wife ran me over with my 900-pound lawnmower, but I got a clean bill of health, so thank goodness. But listen, Mike, I want to thank you so much for what you've done over the years here at RBN. We're going to be missed at RBN. I'm going to listen to you over at that other station. I won't mention that other station. But I know that I hope that you come back, because I love RBN. I love Mike Rivera. You know, your kudos to you and Claire and all you do, feeding the hungry out there in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank God that there are people like you, and I don't care what your religious persuasion or non-persuasion is, you call it like it is, bro, because religion has been used as the opiate of the masses, as Karl Marx said. And, Mike, you are a mighty man, and for shooting from the rooftops, putting your life on the line, in essence, by calling a spade. We all know about the problem with the Zionists, but if the Zionists, which is just a few in number, you know, they had to get the good goyim to go along. Because so many people have sold their soul, or whatever you want, sold their whatever, for, you know, a dollar or a shekel. So, Mike, keep up the good work. I'm going to continue to listen to What Really Happened, probably one of the best websites that I go to every day. And bless you, Mike. We love you. Keep up the good fight.
All right, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here and get on back to the news. We're coming up here on the bottom of the hour, getting back to the economic news. Thousands of people are marching in Detroit, protesting the water shutoffs. Apparently, actor Mark Ruffalo is among them, bringing a little bit of media attention to that as well. What's really kind of amazing, this is over at Oraz.com, the management of Detroit, the emergency management, is out there parroting the Nestle CEO that water is not a social right, that you, the people, don't have a right to water. You must pay for it from some corporation. And what this betrays is an attitude of the corporations owning everything and you having to work to basically obtain these life necessities. I have a different point of view, especially in a world where water falls from the sky and states are now penalizing people for collecting water falling on their property from the sky. This is a return to feudalism. They want the elites to own everything, and you have to spend your life working and toiling just, you know, to pay rent to be alive. And that is not a good condition for the human race. This attitude that we're getting from Detroit's management, you know, the people are crying for water. They're crying for water and they're saying, ah, let them drink beer. All righty, getting on down to this border crisis here. We're getting a story out of Examiner.com where at this point, many of the border agents working along Texas are now afraid to go to their homes after their shift. Afraid they're carrying these highly contagious diseases home to their families. They're apparently staying in motels and hotels now out of just absolute fear. And they're saying they don't want to infect their kids with the stuff they're seeing coming across the border here. Polls are showing the majority of voters want to send the latest illegal immigrants home just as soon as possible. If this was supposed to be a political stunt to build support for the Democratic candidates in November in 2016, it has backfired horribly, as badly as Obamacare, as badly as stimulus. It's been one bad decision after the other after the other. Now, there's a story over at Patriot Rising where apparently last year, just about a year ago, the Obama administration introduced a new regulation that allows Washington, D.C., more control over local zoning laws in every city and town that accepts federal block grants. And now they're saying that Obama can use these grants or the threat of withholding them to force these cities and communities to house illegal immigrants against their will. So they're still pushing this policy forward, even though it is backflashing horribly, just like they continued to push Obamacare after that proved out to be a complete absolute disaster. Apparently up in Lansing, Michigan, they're already starting the protests. The protests are all across the country, 240 cities already today and tomorrow, mostly tomorrow. All righty, getting on back here. McAlester, Oklahoma just set a brand new all-time cold weather record for this date. 40 degrees colder than the same date in 1936. And still the Obama administration is out there talking about human cause, global warming, and carbon tax. All right, we got to take a break here for some commercials. We're going to be right back. BAM user, I need to shut off your audio feed for a few minutes. Don't worry, you're not going deaf, and we'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Can we...
When all this twists, was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, welcome back to the show here, the last half hour. Getting more reports that other countries around Ukraine were detecting the radar emissions of Ukrainian Buk surface-to-air missile batteries. It's a network system. They have radar systems. They have air search, and they were operating. These are Ukrainian Kiev Buk missile batteries. We have it from within the Ukrainian government itself. This is getting no coverage on the U.S. media. But the Ukrainian military, the Kiev military, is saying the Eastern rebels don't have these. They did not succeed in capturing any of them. And I know McCain's going to come out and say, well, obviously that means that Putin was smuggling these across the border, and they're just out there trying to sell this Russian war. Have we not had enough of war already? Have we not seen enough of our young people come back in those cheap metal boxes with those Chinese-made American flags draped across them? Have we not seen enough of our young people crippled, made homeless? One-third of the homeless in this country are veterans. When do we make it stop? The U.S. government likes to get out there. It's for the children. Whatever they do, it's for the children. Now they're bringing in the illegal immigrants. It's for the children. How about our children who went and fought the wars for the bankers and came back wounded? When do we take care of them? What about the American children, legal citizens, living in the streets of America and eating out of trash dumpsters? When do we do something for them to get them free from a government that rules us all with lies, fraud, and deceptions to enrich themselves and their banker buddies? When? All righty, getting back to science and health issues over at Natural News, another article confirming that fracking contaminates the surface of the earth with radioactive waste. Now, we already got a confirmation from somebody who used to be in the fracking industry that companies that are trying to get rid of toxic waste they can't get any other way pay the fracking companies to just pump it thousands of feet down into the earth. But it doesn't stay there. It percolates back up. Now, California has just ordered an emergency shutdown of 11 of these oil and gas waste injection sites. These are wells where that's all they do is get rid of waste. They're not even bringing up oil and gas. It's just, we've got this stuff. Well, let's just drill it down and put it down there in the earth. And now they're finding out, yes, it's contaminating the aquifers, the water supply, the water that's coming out of your tap. Very annoying stuff here. Story out of thehill.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has now withdrawn their proposed GMO disclosure rule. This was a rule that would have provided state regulators with critical information about the genetically modified organisms that are being used in U.S. agriculture. They were going to say, all right, state, here's what's going on and here's what it can do. But apparently they backed up and said, you don't need to know. You state governments don't need to know. The counties don't need to know. The cities don't need to know. And the American people don't need to know what's in there. That's what's going on over there. All righty. Glenn Greenwald has now chimed in on this scandal of NBC pulling a veteran reporter from Gaza, who reported on this horrific shelling of these Palestinian children, Gazan children, 10 and 11 years old, playing soccer, and they got shelled. And witnesses said the shells appeared to follow the kids as they were running. Whoever was on that naval vessel was trying to hit these kids. Remember the Israeli response? Well, at least they're not going to breed. So Glenn Greenwald has chimed in on that. Let's see. We talked about the radar being operational. A lot of people are coming out here and saying that this plane crash could be the Ukrainian game changer. Now, from the point of view of the U.S. government in Kiev, their agenda is to use this crash to demonize the Eastern rebels, to demonize Russia, and build more support for aggression. But it does seem to be backflashing, because what we're getting from around the world, including the United Nations, are calls for an immediate ceasefire. So this one is already falling apart. All right. Now, getting on back to Israel and Gaza, and I realize I'm jumping around because things are getting very, very chaotic. As you're probably aware, the government of Turkey has declared Israel's actions in Gaza to be state-sponsored terrorism, which I think is a fair and accurate description of what's going on. Israel is now telling their citizens and diplomats to leave Turkey. Now, normally, that is something that is done before there's going to be some kind of conflict or war in the region. So why is Israel thinking that there might be a war in Turkey? We know Israel wants to take what is happening in Gaza and expand it. They've been claiming that they're being fired on with rockets from Lebanon. They're claiming that Gaza is getting their long-range rockets from Syria. They were claiming that this drone that was overflying Israel was designed in Iran. Israel may be trying to transform the horror of Gaza into a wider regional conflict, where all of a sudden Israel's going to say, oh, we're under attack from the West Bank and from Gaza and from Syria and Lebanon and Iran, and you, the United States of America, must come to our defense. And we already know the United States government has committed to coming to Israel's defense in wars, even if Israel starts them. And so Netanyahu's going to sit there in Tel Aviv and he's going to throw rocks and bombs and missiles at Lebanon and Syria and maybe now Turkey. And when they retaliate, Netanyahu's going to step back and say, you Americans, step into the fray here. You're the bullet catchers because that's what you're for. But it's a very alarming development for Israel to tell its citizens and diplomats to get out of Turkey. That goes beyond mere diplomatic protest. If it was a diplomatic protest, they'd tell the diplomats to leave. But when they're telling their citizens, as well as the diplomats, to get out, it raises the possibility that Israel's considering some kind of a strike against Turkey for daring to question what Israel's doing in Gaza. And, of course, Turkey only recently came around to saying, all right, we're going to forget about how you murdered 8 of our citizens on the Mavi Marmara. We're still unhappy about it, but we understand that Israel never apologizes, so we're not going to hold our breath any longer here. Apparently, Elizabeth Warren was in a press conference talking about what's going on in Israel, trying to push the Israel agenda, and the questions got so intense for her, she basically split. She had to run out of her own press conference about this Israeli invasion. Now, a lot of people are still talking about this Flight 17, and they're looking for other possible motives. I don't think we need one. I think this was a repeat of the Lusitania. Going to send the plane into a war zone, get it shot down, blame the other guys for it to turn world opinion against them. It's an old tactic. They've used it time and time again. But it is notable that apparently a large number of the passengers on board this plane were on their way to an AIDS conference in Australia. I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think Flight 17 was just the sacrificial lamb they picked out of the sky and said, oh, let's just do this one. But you need to go back, and there are two articles that you ought to be looking at over the weekend. All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, I know you've read it, and the other article, Of the Liars, By the Liars, and For the Liars, because that article goes down in detail. All the times the government and the media have lied to us to trick us into war. The torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, the USS Maine in Havana Harbor, the Lusitania. And I think that is something that everybody needs to look at, the Lusitania, because I think Flight 17 is just a replay. Send a craft holding innocent lives into a war zone, get it shot down or shoot it down, blame the other side, because that's what they used to get America into World War I. How dare the Germans sink those innocent passengers on the Lusitania? And then we find out in the 1980s, the Lusitania had been carrying war material. All along, the British government and the U.S. government lied to you, the American people, to say, there were no weapons on board. They were just innocent lives, and the Germans murdered them. Don't you want to go kill them for us? And as I said before, following the Lusitania and Pearl Harbor, there were crowds in front of those military recruitment offices. We're not seeing that today. It's not working anymore. It won't work anymore. In the age of the Internet, the average life expectancy of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer. And for Flight 17, it looks like that egg timer's already run out. Can't tell that to the corporate media. They're still out there saying, you know, oh, yeah, we're pretty sure Russia had something to do with this. All right. If at first you don't succeed, lie again. We'll be back after these few words.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow. Why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, drugs that help your sight, and there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And maybe Fox News is realizing they're rising on a busted flush here with Flight 17 because they've pulled away from that and Gaza, and they're back to looking at the VA scandal and all these whistleblowers who've come forward to say that they were being retaliated against by mid and upper level management. And remember, the heart of the VA scandal, it is coming out now that basically our returning wounded veterans from all these wars are being neglected. They are not receiving timely medical care. They are not receiving timely payments of their promised financial benefits. And the VA was dealing with this by simply altering the records to make it look like the veterans were being cared for and being paid. And just leaving them to wither away and die and stop being such a cost on the war machine. And those people who are working within the VA who saw this and knew that it was wrong tried to go public and they got retaliated against. I was having a discussion with some people the other day about Edward Snowden and, you know, why did he go public? And he tried to go through the normal channels to say what we're doing is a violation of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's illegal. And they didn't want to hear it. Federal government doesn't want to hear from anybody who isn't towing the line of the belief of the ascendancy of the United States of America and the project for the new American century. I think like Hitler's thousand-year Reich, the new American century is doomed to fall apart after only a decade or so. It certainly seems like it's doing that. All righty. I have an announcement to make. I know a lot of you are already aware of this, but today is my final show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm kind of a little sad to be leaving. I've been here for a while, but I'm moving on to an opportunity with greener pastures, more to the point, a wider established audience. And as my purpose in doing the website and the radio show is to try and head off World War III before it gets to that nuclear stage, I felt it was time to really move on. And I want to thank John Stadmiller for having given me a home all this time. And I certainly want to extend my gratitude to our very hard-working control room staff who are dealing with older equipment, one of the nastiest hosts in existence here, the giant mutant hamster, and, of course, all the harassing and negative phone calls that pour into my show. It's not entirely a happy thing for me to be heading along, but I felt at this time it was the right move. And even though I'm not going to be here for at least the immediate future, I mean, there's a possibility that my show may be shared. That's been talked about already. I do encourage everybody to continue. Please, please, please support Republic Broadcasting, because there's a lot of other really good hosts on this network, a lot of really good programs with information you need to have. They are deserving of your support. And they're out here doing what they do for that purpose, for that mission, the truth above all. Nobody's getting rich doing this here. If they wanted money, this would be a porn website or something like that. But we're here because all of us collectively at Republic Broadcasting understand the danger of these times. How the powers that think they are, how the money junkies are so caught up in their addictions that they're leading the world into a disaster. And it really is addiction. Money is addicting. Power is addicting. And we've all seen addicts in the world, whether it's cocaine addicts, meth addicts, heroin addicts. They have to feed their addiction until they admit that they're an addict and they take corrective steps. They feed the addiction and they just don't see the harm they cause to their families, to their neighborhoods, to the community around them, to society as a whole. They're oblivious because their entire thought processes are dominated by feeding that addiction. And they'll come up with all kinds of justifications for that. Remember Lloyd Blankfein, I'm doing God's work, as he took away homes from millions of Americans. People who are in the throes of money addiction or power addiction, they're able to come up with all kinds of fantasies and justifications for what they do. And their power over you is their willingness to behave in ways that you are discouraged from doing so. When we're little children, we're taught, thou shalt not steal. And yet the money junkies and governments steal from us all the time. They call it different things, compound interest, fees, levies, tariffs, taxes, confiscation, civil forfeiture. When we're young, we're taught, thou shalt not bear false witness. And yet we see all the time how corporate media, Wall Street, the federal government bear false witness all the time. Saddam's nuclear weapons. The unemployment is only 6%. The banks are here to serve the community. And these are all lies. And of course, the big one of all, thou shalt not kill. And yet the federal government reserves to itself the right to kill anybody they want anywhere on the planet, including U.S. citizens. That's all that power is. The ability and willingness to do things you, the American people, cannot or will not, out of a sense of moral value. And that's where we are right now. When J.R.R. Tolkien wrote the Lord of the Rings trilogy, he based it loosely on the rise of Nazi Germany and the methods they used to try and gain control over more of the world. But the metaphor could apply equally today, where you have power that serves power, money that serves money, and the general good of the people and the nation just isn't a concern any longer. We're all viewed as disposable items, assets, chips, there to be gambled and sometimes lost in the great game of global empire. The most alarming thing, of course, right now is that we have a government that is institutionally incapable of admitting that they've messed it up, and rather badly. We saw that with the Obamacare scandal. It failed both in its overt purpose of providing affordable care to Americans. It failed in its covert purpose of enriching the insurance companies and government tax coffers. And still they're moving forward on it because they can't say, yeah, we messed it up. Human-caused global warming. Already we're seeing indications that we're heading into an absolutely brutal winter. And still they're out there saying, oh, it's global warming. Global warming's all over. You got to pay a carbon tax freely. We have a government in this nation that is trapped by the accumulation of the lies of the last 200 years. And they can't dare admit any of them are lies or the rest of them unravel. Ultimately, in the long run, it's up to you, the American people, to decide you've had enough of lies. Lies from the government, lies from the bankers, from Wall Street, from the corporate media. And stand up and have the courage to denounce them as lies and liars. And send a clear, unequivocal message to our government and our media. We don't believe you anymore. We know you're lying to us. You've been lying all along. We don't believe you any longer. And if you have a crisis of confidence, it is of your own making. We have no sympathy for you whatsoever. And the other thing that you need to do in all of these protests that are gearing up over illegal immigration, fracking, the Bureau of Land Management, the water shut off in Detroit, is to stand up and shout to the rest of the world, we, the people of the United States of America, do not support this government. We do not agree with what they're doing. We do not believe their propaganda to justify what they're doing. And we will not support them any longer, nor will we share the historic guilt for the crimes they are committing before our very eyes. It's an important message to get out there. Otherwise, 50 years from now, Americans as a whole will be demonized for the crimes of Washington, D.C., the way today all Germans are collectively demonized for the crimes of the Nazis. I don't want to see our children and grandchildren growing up carrying guilt for something they had no control over. And it's up for us to disconnect the world's perception between the U.S. government and the people of the United States of America. We, the people, ultimately, it's our country. It says so at the top of the Constitution. And we have to take responsibility for where this country is going. All right. There's the music. It's time for Claire and I to get on out of here. It's our day to go down and feed Oahu's homeless and hungry. Crowds are getting longer. So I'm going to sign off here and basically say it's been a lot of fun here at Republic Broadcasting. Been a lot of work, been a lot of bad news. But thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to our control room technician. Please continue to listen to Republic Broadcasting. Please continue to support Republic Broadcasting. We don't dare let any independent media fade away because that's what the money junkies want. Aloha, America.
With financial